Blend. I'm your host, George Frank, and today I have a special guest, Jasmine. She is here with us today, and I'm so excited. And we have my co-host, Stephanie, who is always here. So, so tell us a little bit, I guess, about yourself.
Hi, guys. I'm Jasmine. I'm currently an urban planning and design student at Rutgers in the master's program for the Master in City of Regional Development and the Urban Design Transportation Concentration. Woo! And I'm currently the assistant planner of Old Bridge.
Hello, let's celebrate that. That's an awesome thing. And I have you here today because we're going to talk about architecture.
Yes.
And all that fun stuff. And while we were texting, you, like, said something to me. What did you say? You're like, now, what kind? What types do you like? I'm like, whoa, excuse me, what types? I'm like, symmetric? I'm like,
I didn't know if you were about to quiz me about, like, time periods, so I was like, oh, no, I need to, like, refresh.
I'm no, you're going to have to quiz us about this. So, but I'm so excited because I love architecture, and I want to know more about how you found that love with it. I do want to start off with, my foot is numb.
Yes.
My middle toe, it's killing me. It's like having your finger numb, but it's not stopping.
Did you jam it?
I don't know. Unless, like, when I was sleeping, and then, because ever since I woke up this morning, it was, like, numb. So I don't know if it's because it was cold. I put my foot by the heater, what is it called? That.
The heating duct.
The heating duct. Mm. Okay. Yeah. So I put it there and nothing was happening. So I'm like stuck like this. But it's a little scary.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's like still numb.
That only happens to me when I wear high heels. Like the next couple days.
When I wear high heels today. Not today.
Not today.
Not today, Santa. But but yeah. So also when Jasmine came today, she brought this huge thing of water. Can I hold it again? It was like, it's a beautiful, huge, chunky water bottle from Mana.
My aunt got it for me for Christmas because recently I've been yelling at my family to stop buying plastic water bottles. So she kind of got it for me to make fun of me.
Oh, that's good. And you're like, guess what? Awesome. I'm still using it.
I'm using it every day. It's perfect.
I know. We have as you could see here, we have water bottles. It's so bad.
It's very bad.
I use it and I drank it all the time.
It's not good. You're also ingesting plastic.
Exactly. Oh,
Steph's
but when shit. But last year I went to Bali for a month.
Yeah.
And the whole entire month I had the same one water bottle. Yeah. Like the
mm-hmm. Reusable ones.
Reusable ones. Yeah. And it was awesome. And then when I came home, I was using it. And then, like, you're just so used to, like, just grabbing one on the go. I'm like, shoot, I don't have time to refill, blah, blah. And you just, like, start getting into that routine again you just start grabbing.
Once the people around you start doing it more, too, it helps you. Like,
yeah.
Because I do it all the time. And at school, we have a Brita. I made my mom buy a Brita. So me, my mom, and Gianna do not use plastic water bottles. My dad does because when he's going to work, I'm like, you need to use a refill station.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, they don't have one that filters at work. So it's hard for some people to do that. I get it. But you definitely need to try in places that are possible to do it.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like, exactly. Like you said, like with that. And also, like, I feel like places should give you options. Like aunt was yelling at me because she lives in Bali. And I took a video of like Starbucks coffee, and she was like, glass cup. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was on the go,
excuse. Yeah, but my mom actually bought me one recently because all my Christmas presents this year were like eco-friendly, which was amazing for me because that's all I talk about.
Mm.
But my mom got me a collapsible coffee cup. So it collapses and it literally fits in my pocket, and then I pop it back up and like bring it to Dunkin' or
that's
Starbucks.
That's what I had in Bali. When I was there, it rolled up. It was like this cool thing.
It's so awesome.
Yeah. But I mean, they make cups that you could bring to the Starbucks
and all that.
I have it, but.
Yeah, I brought my Starbucks reusable cup to Dunkin', and the guy was like, are you kidding me? And I was like,
sorry,
can I have my coffee?
Sorry for party rocking. Give me my coffee. All right, so let's talk about architecture.
Okay.
So what made you first get into architecture?
Honestly, I think a lot of it was growing up. My mom always watched those like home renovation shows yes. on like HGTV. Always loved watching that with her. And I actually wanted to go into engineering. But then I took an AutoCAD class in high school and I designed my own house and everything like that. And then I got an internship out of high school at an architectural firm and I kind of just loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't exactly what I wanted to do, even though I do love architecture so much. Urban planning is definitely more my field.
Yeah.
But I think it's something everyone needs to appreciate and really understand, like, its importance. Because, like, even mm-hmm. the building materials and everything we use affects this planet and, like, everyone around you. So you yeah. need to, like, pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's so, like, when designing and when figuring out,
mm-hmm.
like, I feel like a lot goes into that.
Yeah, there's so...
I feel like a lot of people don't realize, like, yeah. what actually goes into it.
Like, at the architectural firm, I'd be working on, like, detail sheets, which is... close-ups of literally like nuts and bolts that go mm-hmm. into the wall, and it's like I'm literally drawing the nail and like the wood to show what that angle is going to look like when the wall hits the floor.
Yeah,
and it's like all of this goes into building like one house or like one room, and no one even really thinks about that and like structurally how everything works.
Oh my god. No, I know, like even like seeing like sometimes you'll post like a drawing that you've been doing and I'm like holy, oh my gosh, like, that's a lot, but it looks so awesome all
Thank
the time.
You.
And you're always into, like, the, like, building a building, but mm-hmm. also having it where it's eco-friendly
yes.
with the plants. Yes. I love, when I see, like, buildings oh, like yeah. that, I yeah. love no, those.
No. Yeah, I love green design, green building type infrastructure and everything like that. There's these two architects I like right now, Stefano... I can't pronounce their last names at all. And Vincent, they're both Italian. I don't know how to say their last name, but they're on Instagram. The one guy, Stefano, I think like Botticelli. That totally is probably wrong. Sorry, Stefano. Mm-hmm. But he has his building is like the Vertical Forest. It's in Milan.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen pictures of it, but it's so beautiful. It's like this vertical building. It literally just looks like a block. And it has all these other multiple different blocks. And then there's trees within, like, the outdoor patio sections. And it's up the whole entire building. So the whole entire building looks like a forest.
Oh,
hence the vertical
cool.
forest thing. Yeah.
That's so
it's
cool.
so awesome. It's so great. And he's, like, building this whole entire part of Milan to have buildings that incorporate all, like, green roofs and green designs and everything like that.
Now, what about that one artist that made that thing in New York? You know what I'm talking about? It's, like, that weird... thing. It's kind of like a V shape or like a U shape.
Oh, the what is that? The vessel.
The vessel.
Yes,
yeah,
that
I thought was pretty cool. I mean, it's not. Is it eco?
It's not eco friendly. It is really cool, but that area is actually causing a lot of like gentrification problems because they're making it so high end and unaffordable that it's kicking out like the pre existing fabric of the town and the community that live there. Yeah, so like, even though it looks cool and it's like a cool destination spot, it's like jacking up the prices of all like the surrounding residential
and for
areas.
People who have been living there for decades are not able to afford their
homes. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Where is it? What part of New York?
I love New York, but I'm so bad at
is it in
the
Manhattan?
Street names?
It's like in
Manhattan.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know the exact location, though. I actually haven't been yet because I've heard, like, I've seen pictures of it, and I know so many people like to go, but I know all the negative effects of it, so I really haven't wanted to go and see it.
Yeah. All right, so now tell us about the types of architecture. And then from there, we could talk about my favorite one that I made up.
Okay,
to
you made, that you made
or
up
did
to me.
I, was it made up, or was it? Is that kind of a real thing? Because I have OCD, too,
so I need
to be, like, everything has to be, like, even.
Yeah, that definitely, it's not, like, called symmetrical architecture. It's just that there are, like, more modern-type styles that do have that structure in the design. But there's a lot of different types, like, in terms of, like, going through art history and the types of architecture that has, like, come about since the history of time. That probably did not sound right, but... because then you have like Gothic style buildings, and then you have the like the brutalist architecture, which I hate. It's What's basically that? Like all these, some people love it, but I think it's disgusting. It's all of these like giant cement block type buildings. If you look up pictures, like you'll know. It's hard to remember names for me. I'm not really a word person. I'm more of a picture person.
Do you know what it's called?
Brutalist architecture. Oh. So it's just very boxy, depressing looking buildings. And I do not. Yes. Very ugly.
They're very like old. Like, to me, they're like all, very old fashioned.
Yes. Very like all concrete.
Okay.
Some of them can look cool when people include like nature into it or a little bit more glass.
Or maybe like a lighter color. Not so harsh.
It's just not my favorite until people start to put more modern vibes into it. But like the original brutal, it's just not pretty.
It looks horrible. Not that architecture needs to be
pretty. It serves a purpose, but it just. Yeah.
I think a building in New Brunswick looks like that.
Yeah, it's kind
it
of.
It kind of looks like that or like that.
Yeah, it's one of the apartment buildings. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Okay, so
my favorite. There's that. There's art.
One.
There's Art Deco.
That I one think I that's think I like.
I think I could totally be wrong, but I think that's more like the Chrysler Building. The type of what it is on the top, how it looks.
Yeah, that's what they just showed a photo of.
Yeah. Yeah, there you
go. Chrysler like Building. Yeah, that one, I like that kind of style.
I do like it, too, but it's not my favorite. I think it's definitely more artsy.
Yeah.
And there's definitely more put into it.
Oh, it's only for the top?
Well, just not like, it's, like different,
the,
like,
the
styles.
Decor of
like,
it.
Like,
the design. Yeah, like that type of design. That's
design.
Yeah.
Okay. So, which one's the one that I like?
Yeah. I think, like, you might like more like modern type architecture because that focuses more on like vertical and horizontal lines.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, and like the horizontal line, when you use a lot of that, it's like more calming.
Okay.
Type of architecture, which is why you might like Falling Water. Do you know that building?
Mm-mm.
Look that one up, because that one has a lot of horizontal and like vertical lines, but it's built into
it's
like
a house?
This. Yeah, it's built into a waterfall. You see.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Oh, my God, I want that.
By Frank Lloyd Wright,
yeah. Yeah, like, buildings like this are, like, nice to me. Like
that's a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then modern, let me just see what... Yes, I like... See, like, houses like this are more...
Yes,
like,
they're
like,
more symmetrical.
Like
they have the lines.
Oh
they do use a lot of crazy shapes, but things tend to be more symmetrical.
It's more,
or more geometric.
Yes, because all the walls are the same, and the windows are the same.
Yeah.
And that's what matters to me the most. I hate when I see a house... Like, my house, for example. My house is very... messy because
it's,
like one
it's 1970s
side...
suburban style
yes,
development
yes, exactly
yeah.
like
yeah.
one side is normal and then the other side is different than that side so it doesn't look the same and I hate that like when I see a house I like when both sides are the same
I get
thing.
It yeah
I mean if one side has a little part coming out it's like whatever but at least the two sides are the same.
No, yeah, that's why I love this type of architecture.
Like
usually when I design buildings for class and things like that, I make them a lot more... I love
you
squares.
Try to go this
I like
route.
The squares and making things look proportional to each other, yeah.
Yeah, I like definitely more like that. What do you like, Seth?
The last
you
one.
You like anything you could afford, I guess. Anything.
The Falling Water was cool.
Yeah, that one's awesome. I like things like that too but yeah anything like with the nature like with the house I feel like a lot of like Korean houses or
Japan's doing
a lot of that.
Korea's doing it too basically anywhere that's not the United States
that's not,
is,
yeah,
doing,
is
it.
Doing it but like the so like New York has that walk I forgot what
the High Line
The High Line.
On the old abandoned train.
Yes.
Yes.
And that they're kind of doing, like, they do plans and things.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool
that
they're doing that.
They're doing a lot more green roofs and green infrastructure, too. It's just, the city is just insane.
It's insane,
so
and it just, it takes so much.
Yeah.
Like, one little building is nothing compared to, you know, the million buildings that they have.
Yeah.
So, all right, so now let's talk about favorite city... Regarding architecture.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
you go first then.
City that I have not been to, but I love the architecture is Florence. Their buildings are so beautiful there in Italy. It looks like, it looks like a painting. Like, it doesn't even seem like it's real.
Yeah.
Looking at all the intricate details that are on the buildings there, it's crazy. But a city I visited that I like the architecture, I really like San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where the houses are, I love how those look. Like, the square little houses, they're symmetrical. Like, the designs and the colors. And a lot of them are
like this. Like, yes. Like, straight, like, a straight line, and you just have the houses like that. And that was, like, I like that, how it was like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was all. Okay, so those years. Mm-hmm. So, mine, I do like San Francisco, too.
Yeah.
Miami. When I was in Miami.
Oh, form-based code.
It was, like, really funky. Like, the disco, what is it, Art Deco?
Art Deco.
Yeah, like, that type of style, and I liked that. It was like the cool.
It's very and more beach type. Like beach towns have a totally different type of style than like anywhere else. Like you're in a beach town once you see the houses and like,
even the Jersey Shore. We go to the Jersey Shore. You know when you're close.
Yeah, you know when you're about to hit the water.
Yeah, but yeah, those kind because a lot of them are symmetrical. Like a lot of them, like the buildings are like the same. Like,
yeah,
they go the same. That's, so that was always something that I loved.
Yeah, that's actually because of an urban planning thing, which is zoning.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of zoning the city based off on the use of the building, like a commercial or residential building or like a nail salon or a pizza place where they're allowed to be placed, is based on the design. So when someone comes in, like a developer, to put new building in somewhere, they have to follow the design regulations of how the building can look, how far it can be off the street, how high it can be, everything like that. So that's why Miami, like, it's very aesthetically pleasing because the buildings kind of look the same, but they still have their own little different,
their own little
distinct faces.
They,
exactly. But
all right, but there's always a code to it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Yeah. Thank you so much to planning. It means so much to see that. No, I was in Miami.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I would have moved here.
That's
why. Like, everything looks so like, just like nice, magical. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My gosh, because like in my neighborhood alone, I like drive and I'm like,
It's because like of the suburban type development. Yeah, and form-based code tries to get rid of that completely.
All right, well, they can't. All right, loved it, but now we are going to talk about something you love.
Well, I love this too.
Okay,
I do love this.
It's a man.
It's a man.
Other than the love of your life.
Yes.
Bailey, who is an iconic guy. We all love Bailey. But let's talk about Harry Styles.
Oh my god.
So he came out with his album Fine Line.
Yes.
Or Fine Lines.
Fine Line.
Fine Line, okay. Mm-hmm. And it's a bop.
It's amazing.
The whole album is amazing.
Oh my god.
It's,
I haven't so heard good. Any.
All right, well, you what? Gotta get on it.
What do you mean?
You even you like, didn't listen to the single?
That's
not
rude.
Even one.
That's rude. You didn't watch the music video? He's basically naked.
No.
That's you're like, that's rude to yourself.
Yeah, so Adore
oh
You.
Oh gosh.
You want to go through favorite songs? Okay, so.
It's so hard. I love all of them.
They're all good, but Adore You is great.
Yes.
Flashing Lights, I like.
That's Lights Up.
Lights Up. I was thinking Kanye West. I don't know what. That one is awesome.
Let's pull up the album so we have all the names.
He's your background?
We're just going to go right out and say we don't know him. And then Sunflower
is
amazing.
I was listening to him
amazing.
On the way here.
So you're listening to She?
Yes. Okay. I like to listen, when I listen to music, I like to listen to the album from start to finish, how the
like
artist created it. Because
yes,
they,
like
they put it in a specific order
purposely.
For you to listen to it this way. Yeah. I can't listen to music on shuffle.
Yeah.
I hate it.
So when he came out with Lights Up, I was like, this is a bop.
And
then
the
The music video was awesome. And then Watermelon Sugar came, and I was like, this is good, but I hope it's not the whole album.
Yes, like, I know.
And
I
then
that.
He
it's
switched
such a bop,
it up,
though.
And he put out
Adore You.
Adore, and I was like, "This is gonna be a good
yes,
album." And then
so
it
great.
Came out, and
yeah.
I was like, "This is a great
yeah,
album."
Yeah, I think if I have to pick a favorite song, though, I think it's definitely Falling for me.
That one's good.
That one just makes me want to cry.
Yeah, that one is a great song. Adore
we
You.
Have to listen.
Adore You is very radio friendly.
Yeah,
and
it's
hear it on
it's
the
been on the radio
yeah,
lately, which I love it, but
yeah.
I also am mad.
Yeah.
Because I don't
want to annoy you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Doryu is definitely radio friendly and Sunflower. I love that song.
It's just so fun and happy.
It's fun and it's different. You don't hear that. It reminds me of like Queen. Like very different, very like out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
But it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like I love it. It's such a good album. If you haven't listened to it, you have to listen to it. Oh my god, we're like running out of time. What the hell? So, yeah. Steph, what's your favorite song? Just pick anything. She's never heard the album. Let's see if she has taste.
She's canceled.
She's canceled. She is canceled.
Yeah, I never heard any of these.
I don't understand.
Okay, you know what? We're done here because I've had enough of you. Wow. All right, so let's do one more thing with Harry Styles. Number one, his ticket sales are out of this world.
I know.
Not because of him, of course, but because of the tickets, whatever.
I thought it was because of him.
No, his tickets are actually really reasonably priced.
Yeah, his
but Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster changed the way how you buy tickets now, and it puts you in a random queue whenever you hit like go to buy it. Like when I used to buy tickets, you can like have the section and everything set up, then you hit buy once the time changes to like 10 o'clock. Now you have to like enter into it, put your code in, then enter again. It's ridiculous. I'm not getting floor seats that way.
I know. So wish us luck. We're gonna try our hardest. I can't afford how much these tickets are. They're ridiculous.
Neither can I. Since Christmas just passed, I'm using that money, birthday money. I'm about to use that and waste all of it on StubHub for one great, amazing night of my life.
Yeah. No, it'll be so much. He is so awesome. I love it.
He's beautiful.
And lastly, let's rank all of One Direction from best to worst.
Oh my god.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, definitely.
You go first. Do you want to go get the thing? Okay. So, mine is one, Harry Styles.
Okay.
He's number one. Number two, Niall.
Oh, I thought like last.
What?
No, number.
I thought you're doing
like
it
the
last
worst.
Yeah.
No, so Harry Styles is the first. He's like, I love his music, his style, all of it. Next, Niall.
Okay.
I love him too. His music is good. Mm-hmm. His new album sounds like it's gonna be good. Is it out yet?
No, it's not out yet. He's been confusing me because he's promoting his tour, but then there's no new music except his Nice to Meet You single.
Yeah.
That
one's good.
Yeah. Do you know who's left?
Yeah, who's the
Zayn?
Zayn, I know. Liam, who's the other one?
Louis,
even though he doesn't put shit out, he's like, whatever. He's cool. He's to himself. And he had a few good songs that are like good, nice to listen to. Then Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
Last is Liam. He's like disgusting. He's like, oh my god. Like, I can't stand him. And that's that. Your turn.
I'm nervous. I don't want them to hear me. I would definitely put Harry as number one. I would probably rank Zayn and Niall for me at two.
Okay.
Like, I do like Zayn's music. I like how it's different. I just think that he doesn't promote it in the same way that the other guys do, and he doesn't tour because of his anxiety and stuff. It's too much for him. But I definitely do like his R&B style. I think his songs don't always compliment his voice or like his vocal range.
Yeah, I feel like he has such a better voice and we don't get to hear that.
So I get a little upset at times with that. But Niall songs, I like them. They're not, his style isn't like my favorite, but I do like his songs. I think he's done like a really good job with coming out with his like songwriting abilities, and his voice has definitely gotten better. Then I would put Liam and Louis at the bottom. I don't know who's better than the other.
Yeah.
I love them. I do love them. I think some of them definitely did better in the band than they do individually, but I think others do better individually than they did while they were in the band.
Yeah, like Liam seems like a boy band type
of
guy. And his music sounds like good.
His music
too.
Is
like,
absolute trash. I'm sorry. It's so bad. It's so gross and disgusting. Yeah. I downloaded the album.
Liam.
I downloaded the album, listened to it fully, and then deleted it. I removed it. It was so bad. I removed it.
It's
took
like,
back
it's
my
just,
purchase.
It wasn't good.
That did Nice to Meet
Naya.
I love that song.
Yeah, that's a good song. That's a good song. All right, so, all right, that was hard for you.
Yeah,
so
it was hard.
That's good.
I don't want
She's
them
like,
to hear
I don't
me.
Want them to hear this and be like, just to let you know, we heard you. I'm like, it's fine. I really don't think they'll be listening.
You never know.
Yeah. So, it is your birthday on Tuesday.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you, how old? 22?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Guys are so cute.
So, we'll be celebrating now.
Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jasmine. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my god, you guys are so nice.
Make a wish.
Oh my god, okay.
I made the cupcakes with love.
Make a
wish. Oh,
wait, I didn't record
oh my
this.
God, it's you okay. guys are the best.
Yeah, so that's for you. We could eat it later.
Thank you.
That'll be
I'm like,
enough.
I'm on a diet. All right, yeah,
oh my god.
One. Wait, so how old are you going to be?
22.
Oh my god.
Weird.
Weird stuff.
I know.
Alright, wait. I just want to snap this.
Okay.
I'm too late.
No, no. Like, you guys could eat it, whatever. Here we are on Social Blend recording, and we are celebrating Jasmine's birthday. Turning 22 years young.
Oh my god.
And I made these with love. I almost burnt them, and I almost burnt the house down.
Oh no.
I had smaller ones, and they burnt. But
it's okay. I'll sleep.
It's alright. The icing is popping, and it's blue.
Yeah.
So. It's like very sweet. I was like, these are good. And then my mom put some on the burnt one. She's like, these are disgusting.
Oh,
I'm like,
oh my god.
Burn.
I tried to make pancakes the other day and I put vegetable oil in them.
Stop!
Yeah. Wait, that's bad?
In the pancake mix? Oh my
Wait, you put it in the mix?
And you're just supposed to add water.
Yeah.
And
some people do like milk.
I was very stupid. I didn't read the directions. I just
you just did it. You're like, maybe this will work.
Yeah, I threw them out afterwards.
Yeah. Oh,
it's real bad.
Were they like, how did they come out? Like,
it was weird. I can't even describe the consistency of the batter. It was so.
No,
weird.
Like I can't even imagine. No. Like, it will be clumpy.
It was like somewhere in the middle.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Loved having you on here, and also your sister is Gianna Marie, who's
yes,
on
is.
This show too, and she was really helpful.
Yeah, she's giving some facials right now.
Yeah, she's doing her endless facials.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get one.
I know, I wanna
she's
get
so
one.
She's so good, she puts me to sleep.
Alright, well, have a great weekend, everyone, and I will see you all next week on a new episode of Social Blend.